On today's Tech Help for Churches, the YouTube One Subscribe link and why you actually should use it. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, the web, or your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your questions, leave your comments, etc. So just do that below the video. If you're thinking, I'm not sure that's what I want to do, or I'm listening to the audio, what do you mean below the video? No problem. Just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. Having one of those days. Anyway, trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and there you can leave your message or just use any of the contact information listed there. That's cool too. So we're wrapping up a series on YouTube, and I'm quite frankly running out of things to talk about. So I was thinking, okay, what haven't I covered? Well, subscribing. So first off, let's talk about why you would want people to subscribe to your channel. It's actually very simple. Subscription is very powerful. So if you think about it, back in the day, this kind of dates me, but I used to deliver newspapers. Now, it used to be they would print these things out and you would deliver them to people's homes early in the morning. That's what I used to do when I was in middle school, high school. I went away to college. My parents kept doing it. Don't know why. Anyway, that's what I used to do. And while you can run out to the store, pick up a copy of the newspaper, it was much more likely that people would buy a copy of the newspaper if they subscribed. So they were always doing things to get people to try a subscription or to try and up their subscription or what have you, because it was very powerful to know that you would just get the paper every day. You didn't have to worry about it. That really was what was going on there. And it's powerful even today with podcasts. Like, this is a podcast. You may not know that because most people come through YouTube, but podcasts, you can subscribe. It can automatically download to your smartphone. Very powerful. YouTube also has a subscription model, and this is what I want you to know is, as a YouTube creator, I hear all sorts of stuff that's coming down the pike, and one thing is a better way to have people that subscribe to YouTube channels find out about new videos. So right now you subscribe to the channel, and depending on the setting that you set, you may or may not hear anything from them. It could be that when you go to YouTube, you see something on one side of your screen that says, hey, there's new videos from these people, but you cared enough to subscribe. So the setting you really want people to have is you want them to go ahead and set it up so that when you upload a video, they automatically get an email from YouTube so that they know the new video is there. And for some of the channels that I'm subscribed to, that's exactly what I do. But it all starts with the subscription. Now, you can absolutely just say, hey, like, comment, subscribe. That's what people do on YouTube. You'll hear those calls to action at the end of so many YouTube videos. And by the way, like, comment, subscribe, feel free. That would be good. But there are other ways to do it as well. You could put in an annotation. And depending on where you're watching it, you might see an annotation right here. And that would allow you to subscribe. But another way to do it is you can actually use a subscribe link. So that's really what I want to talk about today. Basically, it has a basic format, and it's going to sound a little boring as I tell you about this, but You can always use this basic format until they change it, I suppose, but it's basically just http://www.youtube.com. You probably knew that. This is where it gets interesting. /subscription_center?ad_user=, and then the YouTube channel name. Now I'll tell you what my YouTube channel name is. It's Simpy13. Something I started way, way back, and it really doesn't go with this channel. But I started uploading videos and now I'm a little stuck. So if you wanted to do that for my channel, you would just go to http://youtube.com/subscription_center?ad_user=SEMPEI13, and that would subscribe you to this channel. So now you can think of all sorts of useful things that you can do with this information. Like you can put it in an email newsletter. I had a series a few months ago about that. You can put it on your website. Hey, you like this video? Subscribe to my YouTube channel and you can find out about more videos when we upload them to YouTube. So it's very powerful and it means that people are more likely to see your content. And so that's why people want you to subscribe. It's not just a vanity metric. It actually helps people watch what you put out. So that's why I want to encourage you to use it and use it often. Maybe even throw that into a URL shortener like Bitly, or you use something like PrettyLink if you have a WordPress site, and you just make it nice and easy for people to subscribe, maybe with a really easy, short, easy to remember link, and then they can get your videos. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that now you're thinking, oh, I've got some other ideas about how I can get people to subscribe. Wonderful. That's why I'm doing this. If you like this content, you'll like my email newsletter. So why don't you subscribe to it by going to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, by the way, where you can download the video or download the audio automatically, head to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe. That's a great way to do that. You can also head over to my store, and that's located at trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. You see a pattern? You get the free gifts and the free newsletter with gifts. You subscribe with subscribe. You go to the store with the store. Nice and easy. Trinity Digital Media. So, until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.